finish, please. Hey guys, welcome to Mini 7. Now in this mini, we will be walking through all the pros and cons of online theater versus in-person theater. Now we're going to start off with the pros of online theater. Amelia, I think you're quite passionate about this. So tell us.
Don't know about passionate.
Okay.
I think some pros of online theatre, in my experience, have been that you can watch the show again. Mm. I know in the case of shows like Hamilton, when I left that theatre, I wanted to see it more and more times, especially if you can listen to the soundtrack. Why not just watch it too if it's accessible to you? So I think that's a big pro. You can watch it as many times as you want without having to pay the price of a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say another pro is, as you know, theater scholars, we're able to write about them, and it's not just from our memory. It's like factually, this object moved from upstage to downstage.
Not even think about that. We watch so many plays all the time. Yeah,
and honestly, like the essay you're doing, Measure for Measure, like you're watching it.
I am watching it in detail. Yeah, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. I think another pro is that I watched Othello, National Theatre Lives Othello, in the Warwick Arts Centre Cinema, and something like that, like. I live in London, but I go to uni here. So it's not always possible to go to London to see those shows. So it's just good for accessibility that I can still watch the shows I want to watch.
For sure.
And just not have to actually be in that place.
Yeah. Kind of going off of what you're saying, when you're living abroad, internationally even, it's not just like a regional thing. Yep. But I could be watching shows from like over here when I'm back home in Indonesia or wherever I am. Which is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like to some people it could be convenient as well. You know when you watch a film at home, you're like, didn't have to leave the house.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like there's a level of convenience.
Yeah, I also remember the other day we had a guest at in Creative Industries, and then she was saying that there were so many more ticket sales for, I forgot which show it was, Duchess of Amalfi? Is that a show? Something of Amalfi.
Sure.
Something of Amalfi, yeah. And there were so many tickets sold for the online one because of the international interest in that show.
That makes so much sense. Should we go pros of in-person?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like this one's obvious. I'm always one. I feel like I said this in a previous episode, but live music, especially in the theatre, when you can like feel it in your seat, there's nothing more powerful. It's just like the experience, the atmosphere. It's a whole day out. It's fun. Yeah. You get excited.
For sure. I think it's just the shared experience of it. And you feel, I think, with a short attention span. And lots of people, I think we mentioned in a previous episode, with social media and everything, our attention spans are just getting shorter and shorter. But when you are sharing this experience with other people, you sort of don't want to just walk out. You feel the need to sort of sit there and pay attention for the whole duration of it. And I think it's important because something I find myself doing with online shows is kind of just like pausing whenever I want to.
I feel like that's pretty much it. It's just the community feel of it, isn't it? Or just even when you're walking out the theatre, or like, I love when you're on the tube home and like the person in front of you also has the flyer.
Right.
I love that when you're I was there too. Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's like the whole journey of start to finish, going, coming home.
And also maybe it's more of like an exciting thing because you are, that whole day you're waiting for, you know, at 7 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
You are going to be watching that show and you're sort of super excited, and there's that buildup of sort of emotion, whereas when you're just chilling at home and you're like, I'm gonna pull out my laptop, you know, it's different.
So I thought of one more pro, which I just came up with. I think sometimes it's a good thing in my brain when I know I'm seeing it once and then that's it. Like I can't just watch it again on record. I have to just fully immerse myself into this one once in a lifetime experience or moment.
I do love that. No, sometimes I make a point of not recording the curtain call.
Yeah.
Because I just want this to live in my mind. And it's something that I won't share with anyone else.
For sure.
You feel like you're getting a thing. It's really cool.
Okay, on to the cons of online theatre. I think it's just sort of the opposite of the pros of in-person. Yeah. The communal aspect kind of goes, and yeah, you can go to the cinema with other people, you can watch it at home with other people, but it's just that the idea that you're part of a mass of people that have come together to watch it is gone.
Yeah. I think for me, the biggest con of online is just I can't sit there and just watch the whole show because there are so many distractions when you're, you know, at home or wherever you're watching it. Because, like, if your phone's right there or if there's a notification, you want to deal with it. And you just end up sort of going, oh, maybe I'll watch it over the span of a few days or a week even. Yeah, that's, for me, the hardest thing. And also, I guess, the feeling is not there. Like, when you're, when someone's, for example, when you're watching a musical and someone's singing live, like, that, the goosebumps, you can feel it pierce your skin. Whereas when you're at home, you're just like, sometimes you get goosebumps, but not very often. Yeah.
I just thought of another one that I'm really passionate about, and it's jump cuts. I cannot stand it, because obviously when you go to the theatre, it's just you're looking at the stage and that's it. I watched National Theatre Live Othello, and like they just do jump cuts to like random faces, but like I'm like, no, I don't want you to take my attention there. I want to be watch it on the one angle and let my attention see what it wants.
And you also get to decide your angle when you're watching in
it's
person.
It's so annoying. But I think that's something I don't like. They try to make it almost like a film, but it's like, I would rather they sort of just try to replicate the theatre experience and just have the one shot that I watched as though I was there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with online as well, it's not really your experience. Yeah. It's the experience as dictated by
the lens.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, there's low-key one more thing. And it's that if you watch the online version first, which I did for Newsies, it ruins the in-person experience because the wow wasn't there. Because I'd watched Newsies, like, I watched Newsies because it's, like, some of the best Broadway choreography ever. But I've watched it so many times. The hype of it was gone. I got the hype from the online. So when I finally got to see it in person, yes, I was excited, but like I knew it was coming and I don't know. It was kind of a bit sad because I was like, oh, I kind of wished this is what I saw first, not the online.
Okay. Yeah. And cons of in-person theater. I think one of the obvious things is the price.
Yeah.
It's way more expensive. And especially if, you know, you're going to London to watch a show. We're in Coventry, so we have to travel there. And then, you know, if you want to stay the night, if you're watching a late show, money.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any others other than, like, money and traveling.
I think maybe the other thing I can think of is time. As much as I said time was a sort of pro, as in, like, you're looking forward to it the whole day, sometimes shows that only run from, you know, March to April, like, you can't see it in that period and you miss it.
That's it. Yeah,
because I really wanted to watch Lemons.
Oh, same.
But I have been so busy in March, I couldn't do it, and it was so sad. But I was like, I need to prioritize
that's
my mental
definitely
health.
A con.
Yeah, because not everything's gonna get recorded and published online. Yeah,
for sure.
I think that's good. Honest.
Should we reveal our favorites? Dramatic reveal.
This is so dramatic. I mean, I will always love in-person theater more. I rarely watch online theater unless it's for the course.
Yeah. Obviously, mine has to be in person.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be in person as well. Again, I watch online theatre, but it's more because I have to or if I have no other option, whether it's distance or money. But I'd always choose in person firsthand.
Sure. Alrighty, guys. That's our verdict. Let us know your verdict below, and we'll see you in the next mini.
Bye.